Thanks, Rob. It's Download here on 720 WGN, and it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our beautiful Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. It's Lollapalooza week here in the Download, so we're featuring some of the great bands and artists that will be on stage in Grant Park this weekend, and that includes Evanston-based hip-hop artist Kwaku Collins. Collins was in studio with us about a year ago when his album Nat Love came out. Kwaku is one of the stars on Chicago's Closed Sessions record label, and he is on stage Thursday at Lolla. Kwaku Collins, welcome back to the Download. Good to see you.
What is good? Good to see you too.
So last time we talked, you know, first of all, before we get anything, I mean, what's it mean to play Lollapalooza? I mean, to be able to be on this huge festival in a town in an area that you grew up in, what does it mean to you?
Oh, it's like every cliche in the book. It applies so specifically here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to take the train to my set and all these different, you know, like dreams that I've had since I was a kid are kind of happening. It's a lot to process.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to Lollapalooza before? Have you gone to different festivals?
I went to Pitchfork a few times in the last couple of years. In the last, like, 3 years, I started going to Pitchfork. And then I went to Lollapalooza one time last year. But that was the only time I've ever gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for you, being a hip-hop artist, I mean, to get up on a stage like that where you're playing in festival style where the stages are crisscrossed from each other. There's a lot of audiences there that are there maybe for the vibe but not necessarily for you. And it's a sea of people that you can't necessarily see respond. How do you handle that kind of show as opposed to something, you know, in a small club?
I mean, I feel like if that's the vibe, you know, if people are just there for a vibe, then I'm good for that. You know what I mean? Because it's just like a wave. You know what I mean? Waves are waves, and I'm pretty well versed in my wave. You know what I mean? Wavy begets wavy. You know what
do
I
you
mean?
Have to change your set when you're thinking about a show like that? Or there's some stuff you're not going to do that you would do at Metro that you're not going to do at Lolla?
For festival sets, it's more about energy. You know what I mean? With like a Metro set that I'm fully like, I can coordinate this like a plot, you know what I mean? It can have a low point for the beginning and the introductory, and then it can rise up to the crescendo at the you know, the apex of where we're at, and then it can come back down and we can, you know, breathe it out. And then, but for this, it's like high energy the whole way through, and then let's like chill out and let whatever we're on, whatever wave we're on, kind of wash over us, and then bring it back up again.
Do you feel, you know, for Lollapalooza to be on, and I think of the last couple of years of Lollapalooza, there's been more and more attention made to Chicago hip-hop. And even this year, I mean, Chance is the headliner.
Yeah.
But it was last year, I think it was Vic Mensa the year before. And, I mean, there's a lot of different people who've been on that stage at Lollapalooza. Do you recognize that as a kid from here, that Chicago hip-hop is not only represented, but it seems to almost be the spotlight at some of these festivals?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and rightfully so. You know, it's about time Chicago got its shine, you know what I mean? It's overdue.
For you, let's talk about the success of Nat Love, because when we talked a year, it was May of last year, you were just putting that record out.
Yeah.
I mean, and this was something that you were working on as your first LP, your a lot of it you mixed yourself and put together. How does it feel to have now toured it and worked it for a year and you know, sort of grown into the record?
It's been, I was thinking about it actually today. Just, it's interesting. A lot of the stuff that I talked about, there were kind of specific lines that I wrote that I heard in a certain song. I'm like, wow, that's still true in ways that I wasn't even aware of when I wrote them. You know what I mean? And they apply to my life now, so it'll be interesting to see. I'm just interested to see how this body of work, how I look at it when I'm like 30 or when I'm 40 or when I'm 50. You know, how other people will look at it when they're, can it last that long? Will it, even if it's like an underground kind of, you know what I mean? Like, will people still
be paying attention? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you right now, what's going to happen is that the first thing that's going to happen is that the format will not work on whatever your player is. So you're not going to be able to listen to it. It's happened to me. I'm 42 years old, and I feel like everything ever taped creatively, I'm like, oh, it's a VHS. I don't know what to do with this. It's on a Sony 8. It's on an 8? Okay. So, yeah, you're going to have to work that out, the platform on that. But, I mean, for you, I mean, you're 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we talked. You were 19. I mean, yeah. You've had such a great career at such a young age. You know, how does that play? I mean, do you feel 20? I mean, for the last year, you're touring around, you're doing things. I mean, you're already put out an album. You know what I mean? Like you're at a certain point where I don't know. I know a lot of 20ers, or I was 20 and I don't feel like I had those kind of things under my belt.
Nah. I think it's less that like I feel 20 more is, and he can attest to this. Actually, they both can, is I act 20. You know what I mean? Like, just, I'm fully still 20. You know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely about to turn 21. And you can tell more in my actions, maybe not in my demeanor, which are kind of synonymous, but it, yeah. I feel 20 in some ways, especially when they're like, wow, you're super 20. But, but no, for the most part, I just kind of like feel like a...
What's the plan? I mean, for you, is it to continue making music, to continue to work? I mean, you're going to put out another album and keep moving forward in the music industry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really all I can do. It's either like do this or find something else to do, but I can't really do anything else either. That's the it's this or flounder.
Well, this is the time of your life in which you build those skills, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why people go to college or do other things. Yeah. So, I mean, would you find yourself saying, you know, because there's a lot of artists we've talked to on the show that say, well, you know, I'm doing this and this is great and this is an awesome experience and I'm being creative artistically, but I also am thinking about what I'm going to do in my future. I'm not always going to rest on my laurels and I'm a great artist, right?
Yeah. No, I've definitely, like, thought about other things I would like to do, and there are lots of things that I would like to do. I would love to direct film. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think creative writing could be a really fun venture to go in. I also think just more kind of getting more involved in community outside of having just like a name.
Right.
I mean, I think there's something to be said for just focusing on being a member of your community first. So things like that. Not that I'm already not trying to be an active member of my community.
No, I get it. Yeah.
But more so like that's I got a job.
I was not thinking about being an active community member when I was 20. There's no way that never ever came up. Kwaku Collins in studio with me tonight, the hip-hop artist, Evanston-based hip-hop artist who is playing Lollapalooza coming up on Thursday. We're going to hear some live music in just a moment. For you, I mean, there's... when we were on last time, we talked a little bit about what it means to be from a place. I mean, because it's a Chicago hip hop scene, and you were Closed Sessions, which has got a lot of Chicago artists.
Yeah.
But you were raised in Evanston.
Yeah.
So talk about that. I mean, do you still consider yourself Evanston based, even though you are synonymous with so much Chicago hip hop?
Yeah, because it's like, I live in Evanston. You know what I mean? There's a discernible difference to people from Evanston and to people from Chicago, you know what I mean? I am well aware that every time I do a show in Chicago, or every time I step into a studio in Chicago, or every time I step into somebody's house in Chicago, I'm in somebody else's space. You know what I mean? Every time I cross over the border of like Evanston and Chicago, I'm in somebody else's space, and people have been kind enough to welcome me into their spaces, especially me doing what other people are trying to do as far as just being an artist, but more specifically a vocalist and a producer. And I just try to remain very conscious of that, and to say that I am from Chicago just means that that's just such like an obvious and clumsy way to step on those people's toes, and to kind of it seems very opportunist, you know.
Right.
I've been able to, you know, kind of surf this wave.
But they, I mean, they're going to call you Chicago hip hop artist when you're up on stage at Lollapalooza. I mean, they're going to go.
And when I'm given the mic, I'm going to say I'm from Evanston. You know what I mean? That's just, I can't account for what other people are going to say, but that's how I feel about Chicago.
That's interesting, because I mean, Evanston and Chicago have such a interesting relationship because they're so close in proximity.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you're from Evanston, there is this pride that you're north of Howard Street. You're not necessarily a Chicagoan.
Yeah, man. It's just one of those things. You know what I mean? It's
like, can you tell a difference? Is there a, I don't know if you can, but is there a difference in the sound that's being produced that close in proximity? I mean, could you tell the difference between someone who came up through Evanston and is either lyrically or sonically than, say, somebody in Humble Park or in...
Because Tame Impala sound like the Beatles. You know what I mean? They're not from Liverpool. You dig what I'm saying? But I think like when you dig into the when you start analyzing content and stuff like mm-hmm. that, then I think you could
probably pull it out if you wanted to.
You could probably. But that's hard to say, you know what I mean? Because some people you can and some people you can't, you know what I mean? Like if you listen to my music and you dig deep enough, you can hear references to streets in Evanston or to places in Evanston or just being, you know, going east towards the lake. You know what I mean? That's a Chicago thing too, but that's also an Evanston thing.
I think Chicago's had such a long history in hip hop of mm-hmm. being this sort of politically and socially conscious in this way that the backpack rap kind of mm-hmm. Lupe Fiasco, mm-hmm. a Common, the sort of Kanye West even early, like that's the kind of sound that you would get from Chicago. Whether that's what they wanted to do, that's just how they kind of fit in. And it's almost like that was a Chicago artist at the time. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way? Can as a young artist now, can you say, oh, that's when you hear Vic Mensa or you hear Chance or anyone mm-hmm. else, you're like, oh, I can tell they're from Chicago based on the way that they flow or the way that their music is set up differently than the rest around the country?
Nah, because now it's at a point where, like, everybody make music like everybody. You know what I mean?
Right. Dudes from Internet changes it. Yeah.
Dudes from Cali sound like they come from Atlanta. People from Chicago sound like... People from Atlanta sound like they come from Chicago. People from Detroit sound like they're from New York. You know what I mean? But...
Is that a good thing?
I mean, it's cool. Because, like... You know, if the shoe fits, you know what I mean? It don't really matter what the boat look like. It's the motion in the ocean, you know what I mean? but I think, yeah,
yes,
that's
good.
I think when you look at artists like Chance and like Vic again, and then through the lineage of Chicago, through Kanye and Common and Lupe Fiasco, and even further into people like, you know what I'm saying, Crucial Conflict and Kids in the Hall, people that I've been just recently like put onto in the last few years because I didn't know about the history that far. And I'm completely, even in saying that, there's history back before that I'm not touching on, but I think you get the point. It's, definitely stylistically, it's things about the way that they do things that are Chicago, but a lot of it is in the content. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I think makes the geographical location of music and of the artist pop out. You know what I mean? It's just what these dudes are talking about. And a lot of what they're talking about is what's going on the south and the west side of the city. You know?
Right. And I would assume that a lot of those things, we had Lil Bibby and G Herbo in studio, and they talked about a lot of the same stuff that someone in Atlanta or Miami or California are rapping about their environment or their streets. You'd say that's Chicago as well. Mm. I mean, when you talk about drill, it's the same concept that it's just we've found a way to somehow discern one particular sound from the other. But just like you said, it's really hard to do that now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. But at the same time, then people are doing things that nobody's ever heard before.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Kwaku Collins is in studio with me tonight. The hip-hop artist from Evanston is going to be at Lollapalooza on Thursday. We're going to hear Kwaku Collins live in Studio 435 right after the break.
Yeah.
The album is Nat Love. You can find it all over the place, iTunes, Spotify, all that. But Kwaku Collins live in studio coming up right after the break. Stay with us. Mm-hmm. All right, welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Time for Studio 435 in studio tonight. Before he plays Lollapalooza, he plays right here. Kwaku Collins, the Evanston-based hip-hop artist who a year ago put out the album Nat Love. He will be at Lollapalooza on Thursday. Or like I said, he is here at Studio 435 right now. Here is the track, Stupid Rose. Take it away, guys.
Yeah, stupid roses. Hey, you should get a piece of paper and write my Instagram on it and put it on the window. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I'm a rapper, she's a savage. Hey, I would sit behind her in my classes. Like, I used to love her something stupid. What? Stupid. I used to love her something stupid. Yeah, I don't know if I remember where she live now. And even so, it's not as if we would've fit. Oh, cause she was wild, I was different, we was kids then. And this was way before my love for Kanoa now. And I was waiting on a ride that never did show. And I debated back and forth among my kinfolk. But see, these roses turn from red to black again now. You stupid roses, I done told you, cut that hay out, you stupid, stupid roses. Huh, you roses, I say you stupid roses, yeah. Hey, you roses, I say you stupid, stupid roses. You roses, I say you stupid roses. And in the live version, we shake our shoulders, you know, like this. And all these people are looking at me out the window with no context. There's no rhythmic context to what I'm doing right now.
But them shoulders going crazy.
But shoulders. I want one person to do it. They all just like, hey, if I'm a rapper, then she's a savage. Not that she isn't. Oh, that's just invalid. Like, I used to try to never do this. And yeah, I do this. But everything I tried was useless. I caught the contact again. And I called the contact for Mo. But I caught the call, call it out. And I cut the signal, come on. You better send the satellite off. Airplane mode, that yo. Ay, you'll be roller coasting cold if you ever grow that rose. Ay, that rose, hey. Like I got a girl, so I can't be messing with you, no, no. But maybe magnetic is only MO, I never did level with mine, huh. Till she sat across me, my curiosity coiled like a snake around a finger. Like another bouquet of these roses, trying to duck the motion, but it know me better. A missile crisis shoot me out to blue and blend me in the red, cause she can read me too. She'll never tell her soul, but someone beat her to it. Sam, Rome was lost, but it was not a ruin, ruin, rah, rah, anyway, huh. I just stand there holding a dozen of these roses, y'all. These stupid, stupid roses. Huh. You roses, I say you stupid roses. Yeah. You roses, I say you stupid, stupid roses. Huh. You roses, I say you stupid roses. Yeah. Roses, ay, shoulder, ay, roses. You stupid roses. Oh, you stupid roses. Hey. Yeah, you stupid roses. Oh, you stupid roses. Yeah, you stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Kwaku Collins in studio tonight. Studio 435 here, right in our beautiful Allstate Showcase studio, Michigan Avenue. People watching out there. They were good. There any shimmies, any shoulder shimmies going on out there?
No, I didn't see any. It was cool. They didn't have no beat.
All right. Kwaku Collins in Studio 435. We're going to get a couple more songs from him coming up here right after the news. He is going to be playing at Lollapalooza coming up. The Evanston-based hip-hop artist put out his album Nat Love last year. He was in studio here in the Download about a year ago talking about that album. The album is out on Spotify, iTunes, places like that. He's one of the stars on Chicago's Closed Sessions record label. And like I said, he is going to be on stage at Lollapalooza coming up on Thursday. It's got a pre-Lala show on Wednesday night as well. We'll talk about that coming up as well right after the news here on the Download. Like I said, Kwaku Collins in studio tonight. We'll have more of that coming up. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Studio 435 time, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio. Beautiful Michigan Avenue. It's Lollapalooza week. So we're featuring some of the great bands and artists that are going to be on stage in Grant Park this weekend. And that includes Evanston-based hip-hop artist Kwaku Collins. He was in studio for about a year ago for the album premiere, Nat Love. He's one of the stars on Chicago's Closed Sessions record label, and he's going to be on stage Thursday at Lolla. And he is in studio right now, and he is ready to perform again. Here's the track, Ghost. Take it away, guys.
It's very spooky. Very spooky, no Casper. Wheezy, no asthma, but I got asthma. Look around. Tell me, what do you see? A shadow sits in a corner. Don't move, just let it be, just leave it there. It ain't really moving some weeks, but we ain't moving no week. Let's just pray that it's asleep, yeah. This feeling takes over the room. It's kinda hard not to see, possibly easier now that the light has grown dull and fluorescent. It flickers, it's on confirmation that leverage was left in the west wing. This is the east. I never did mean to neglect the beast. By the retreat, they just might come back. But by the retreat, they just gone come for me. I think I've seen a ghost. They're like, what you expect? Right there out your window. Just right there out your window. Like however amount of days, it's gotta be a way. Yeah.
Just right there out your window.
Yeah. What? Boo. Thinking maybe I'm mistaken this all. Rethink that, read it back, how that sound to you. Reel it back, I evaluate my resolve. The shape in the corner is still yet to move. We scrape it to cray, we mug up all the walls. I'm barely a beast, I just need to get loose. Before we sufficiently close on these thoughts, I repeat them once in my head for the use. Oh, yeah, I'ma find what I've been looking for. Love aside, what am I looking for? Yeah, what other side, underworld, what do I? With this megaphone, I call killing. Wrong with my own eyes, I watch it go. In the foreground, here lies it all. In the real ground, if you really know life. Well, I never thought I'd see the day. They're like, what you expect? Right there out your window. Hey, just right there out your window. All the hours in a day, oh, it's gotta be a way, yeah. Just right there out your window, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's two, yeah. Kwaku Collins in studio 435 tonight. Also spinning tonight, backing him up, Boathouse in studio. Good to see
Deserved.
You too. Good to see you.
Likewise.
Just come on, take a seat, and we'll talk. He's going to put up the Instagram for everybody out there. That's great. Kwaku Collins will be at Lollapalooza coming up on Thursday. He is also going to be at Concord Music Hall coming up on Wednesday. That's a sold-out show with Kay Trinata. That's a big show. You excited about that one? That's big.
Yeah.
Sold out. I love it.
I'm pumped.
I mean, for you to – it's interesting because I want to get into your style, your vocal style, because you definitely have a very unique sound. I mean, and you can go, as we heard in the first song, you can go high energy, and then you can also break it down. What do you – I mean, where are you finding yourself evolving as an artist? I mean, we talked a year ago having you on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you finding yourself as you start working on new music, really testing the limits of what you've done in the past and kind of pushing for something new?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I ever stop doing that, then I'm not really doing my job. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm always looking to push my boundaries, you know, personally and artistically, and also just not for like art as a whole, you know what I mean? Because I don't really think I'm like doing anything for art necessarily, but I think that when I do kind of, there are times when I do step to the mic or, you know, sit down to make a beat that I'm like, let me try to do something that nobody does.
Is it hard? I mean, I always ask artists this, especially once they're somewhat accomplished. I mean, you're 20 years old, but, you know, and you've already put out your own album. And like I said, you're playing Lollapalooza. You're going to be at the show at Concord coming up on Wednesday, sold out. Mm-hmm. When you get to that point as an artist, a 20-year-old, where the flow that you're going for isn't necessarily working yet, or the beat that you're trying to produce isn't exactly what you want to come out of your head, how do you push through that? I mean, because does it get, when you're an artist that you want your MO to be, I'm going to do something that nobody else is doing. Mm-hmm. I would assume that gets hard when you're pushing yourself to the limit in which you may not be able to do what you want your body to do.
Mm-hmm. Or, it gets very frustrating. And I think all creatives in every field have, it's just writer's block, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, Bauhaus gets it, producer's block, you know what I mean? And beat block, I get it, Odd Couple gets it, he's on Close Sessions. You know, Webb gets writer's block all the time. I get writer's block. And Bridges has periods where he doesn't shoot anything, or the, you know, the edits that he's working on aren't flowing the way that they should. And it's really just about figuring out what you need. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need to lock in and sometimes you need to get out. You dig? So sometimes I need to just like punch through, and sometimes I need to just go home and start over. You know,
being in the, with the Closed Session family, and you just mentioned a lot of the artists that are on it. Mm-hmm. How much does it help to be part of that collective? I mean, to be in a position where you have musicians and producers and videographer, directors all in the same room. But when you are in that point where you want to try something new, how important is it to have a collective around you?
It's like, just in the way of trying something new, I look at it in two different ways. I think it is important to have a collective behind you that is behind you. So when you do go to do something that is sonically or stylistically adventurous, then you have this support system that you can kind of fall back on. Conversely, there is something to be said for being somewhat of a lone wolf. And I'm not saying that I am, but I'm just saying that keeping things reserved is also a good thing when you're trying to do new things, just because... I'm a big advocate for keeping things close to the belt.
Does that play into how you collaborate with other artists? I mean, because you have a lot of features, I remember on the record, I just remember Taylor was on the record, and others were as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you collaborative in nature, where you will take your beats and your art and say, hey, I'm going to throw this to Boathouse or to others and say, all right, let's make something else out of it?
Definitely. I mean, like, right now and for the last few months, I'm not really around them when I'm making music anymore, because I usually just go to the studio at night when nobody's there.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Just because? You like that vibe better?
I do like the night vibes. That's a lot of fun. Also, just because Soundscape Studios is a fully functioning recording studio commercially outside of Closed Sessions. And so they're solidly booked, you know, most days from 9 a.m. or 10 a.m.
So your only option to get in and mess around would be at night. Anyway.
Exactly. Early in the morning or at night. Yeah.
You like that as an artist. You're more of a guy who's like, hey, I'm going to wake up late and I'm going to go in and stay overnight kind of thing.
Definitely. I also do like getting up in the morning and having like my coffee and making a song. I think I make some of my...
So I guess what we figured out, sleep is out. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sleep is for the day.
Right. But I mean, so back to the idea of collaborating. Mm-hmm. When you're in studio and your hours are as they are, mm-hmm. you're right, there's probably not a lot of human beings around at that time.
Yeah.
So how do you collaborate when you hold such crazy hours and the artists aren't necessarily with you when you're doing it?
Well, the internet is awesome. Shout out Gmail. Dropbox is sick. But, I mean, you know, artists are artists, you know what I'm saying? My schedule is not a particularly unique schedule for somebody in my field.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Bridges doesn't go to bed ever. I go to bed. by 3 most mornings. Bridges don't go to sleep until like 6 a.m. daily with work at 11. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my grind is the tip of the iceberg, you dig?
But I mean, okay, so let me ask you about the artists that you work with at Closed Session, and, mm-hmm. and you're a young guy there, and I mean, it's a young crew, but mm-hmm. a lot of them, Dura's experienced there, and you talked about Bridges and others that you work with.
Yeah.
What are you learning from being around these guys? The guys that do have the hustle and the drive and are creating on a constant basis.
Man, I learned so much from everybody, really, but like Mike Kolar, who's sitting right here, mm-hmm. so it's weird to just like say his name without pointing to him. He masters all my records, and I try to mix them to like what I want them to sound like, and then he takes it, you know, when it's out of like, when I'm like, all right, I've done all I can do, he's like, well, I'm gonna do it way better. So I just, in sitting with him in hours of mixing and mastering my own records, watching what he was doing, you know, sometimes I'd be asleep, but sometimes I'd be like really, really, really watching. And so I learned a lot about, you know, compressors and automation and, you know, passes and stuff like that. And then from Boathouse, you know how in a lot of like, in a lot of hip hop songs nowadays, the 808 always goes like boom, like it's got that glide to
sure,
it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I wouldn't know how to do that without him. You dig what I'm saying?
That's great.
I wouldn't have learned how to make my beats huge and like expansive and take up space.
And we don't,
I
guess part of what we're talking about, but I mean, you do create your own beats, you produce mm-hmm. your own music, and you have this group around you that can help you and also finish the job. Mm. But I mean, we've only talked about you just being an artist on the microphone. We've heard your Studio 435. Mm. Yeah, you're learning constantly about how to make the actual track mm-hmm. better.
Yeah. No, I'm always like, my father has been a percussionist since he was 18 years old, and he's 67 now. And to this day, you know, he's like a proud man. You know what I mean? When he thinks he's the ish at something, he's going to say it and be like, no, I'm perfect at making these biscuits right here. You dig? But with percussion, that's one thing. That's like the love of his life, you dig, outside of like family. But he, you know, he'll still tell me to this day, like, I'm never done getting good at this. You know, I'm never done learning new techniques and new rhythms and new ways to move my hands and new ways to train myself and to you know, more complexities. And he's never done.
Right.
And he's, you know what I mean? He's an OG. So if I'm 20, you know, what I look like saying,
yeah, right,
I'm good. I don't need to work on my writing. I don't need to read books and try to, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to listen to that. I don't need to watch this dude do that. I don't need to learn how to, you know, I don't need to experiment with this time signature. I don't need to learn about chords and stuff. You know, it's like that's stagnant and that's old and ew. And it's musty. Like, these are not positive adjectives. It's just,
well, I mean, you fit into a generation that doesn't necessarily get hype that way. You know, millennial generation is going. You rarely hear stories of people saying, "I want to learn new things," or "I want to push myself. I want to do things. I'm never done learning." Those are not usually when we click on the Atlantic story about what's wrong with the millennial generation. Those are the things that pop out. You're a young kid at 20 years old. I mean, Do you compare yourself to other artists in your generation? Do you mm-hmm. say, okay, I need to be the best of the lot that's coming out of here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not meant to be the best. That's not my calling in life. That's not my position. That's a chance role. You know what I'm saying? That's for the Kanyes of the world. I'm not a Kanye. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just know that my story and my sound and my persona and me personally, I don't need to, that's not me. I'm not the forefront dude. You know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. back here in the cut with my, you know, my whatever, just kind of doing me. I think I want to be the best. I want to be the best me that I can be. I want to, like, just personally best myself. That's really all I care about. You know what I mean? As long as I keep getting better at making the music that I'm making, mm-hmm. I'm not really going to have a problem with this as my career. But I just want to be like the best at what I can do, you know.
I mean, you're in an industry where there's a lot of, I mean, obviously consumerism has created competitiveness or competition, right? I mean,
the idea of
a billboard list or you know, the CD where your album ranks, things of that nature. That's all based on something else. Yeah. So is it hard to keep grounded when you have all of those forces going against you, meaning they want more Kwaku, or they want you want to get on a bigger show, you want to do bigger things. Mm-hmm. You know, is it harder to go back to that sentiment of I can only, you know, be the best person I can be, mm-hmm. when all those forces around you are trying to get you to compete?
Nah, if anything, it pushes you closer to that sentiment, but it becomes less positive. You know what I mean? So when all these pressures are coming in, I need to elevate my career. You know what I'm saying? I need to make these moves. I need that new song. People want this new music. That just pushes me closer to like, okay, well, I have this skill set, and I have this mind, and I have this voice, and this is all I have to rely on. I don't have writers. I don't have, for the most part, like I could hit up people to produce my music, but that's not how I make music. Like in general, you know, so yeah. Even if I do have like a producer make a beat, even if Bohouse makes a beat for me, it's like I'm, for the most part, I'm still locked in making my own music. And it's just like when all those pressures come in, it really
hunkers you down, yeah.
Yeah. And it becomes like, all right, like it's belly up to the bar time. You know what I mean? And
spoken like a true 20-year-old.
It's just gritty, man. You know what I mean?
Kwaku Collins in studio, the Evanston-based hip-hop artist, will be at Lollapalooza coming up on Thursday. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get our last track live here in Studio 435.
Cool.
Stay with us. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Studio 435, wrapping up tonight with Kwaku Collins, the Evanston-based hip-hop artist. His album is Nat Love. He is in Studio 435 tonight because he will be at Lollapalooza on Thursday night, or Thursday day. He's going to be Wednesday night at K-Tronada, opening for K-Tronada at Concord Music Hall. That's sold out. A tremendous story of a 20-year-old who is going to be at Lollapalooza. This is a big show for him, but first he's here in Studio 435. Let's get our last track tonight. It's a track called Lucky Ones. Boathouse is DJing. And we're ready to rock whenever you guys are ready. Kwaku Collins.
That's my name. Don't wear it out. Let's get it. I like your shoes too. Those are cool. I really like those. I'm serious, dog. You can climb something in those. In a city of arms. Yeah, I missed the first line, but we were talking about shoes. The Velveteen Sun. Doing the running man. Yeah. And from there I evolved. Yeah. As anyone does who knows the other hand. Yeah. Yeah.
We're one of the lucky ones.
Saw with a chat, wish I didn't lie. And with the privilege of speaking to you, under the pretense of which I have came. Oh. Saw with a check in his MIA, and so with the privilege of speaking to you. Shouts to the ones to help that get paid. Oh, and we're one of the lucky ones. Saw with a check, put it in my name. Might mess around and put that on you. Under the circumstances of today, oh,
we're one of the lucky ones.
Saw with a check in the good light. That being nothing, I already said. That being something we feel every day. Oh, oh, oh. I heard tales of the motherland. Earth to the mothership.
We're one of the lucky ones.
Start with a chat where you been, yeah, yeah. How where they look at you differently, you. 7 cobblestone flights to the street, yeah.
We're one of the lucky ones.
Start with a check and a good night, eh. Start with a step, then a jump, then a under the circumstances of today, oh.
We're one of the lucky ones.
Start with a chat, wish it went that way. Might mess around and put that on. Given the circumstances of today, oh.
We're one of the lucky ones.
Start
out with a check. I can't take no losses, not with the way things are going now. Let it ring this time. Yeah. Where's that sign on the thing?
Yeah.
Where's that sign?
It's in the window.
Oh, they got it in the window. Cool. Damn, they flicking me up right now.
What brought me here?
Kwaku Collins in studio tonight on the download here. Studio 435. Kwaku Collins will be at Lollapalooza coming up on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's right. And he will also be opening for Kay Trinata at Concord Music Hall on Wednesday, but that show is sold out.
Yeah.
Kwaku's album is called Nat Love. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, all the different places. Also on the great record labeled Closed Sessions here in Chicago. Kwaku, thanks so much for coming in, man. I really appreciate it. Great to see you again.
Good to see you.
And congrats on your success, and we'd love to have you back when you got the next Lollapalooza. When you're on the next stage in front of hundreds of thousands of people, just remember us here at the Download. We appreciate it.
Of course.